Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hateson from the Roby family of companies. WBT, 9 a.m.
You know what I just
realized?
My ears still don't work.
Man, I'm telling you what, these I'm going to give you these on the next. These are fancy.
Are they hearing aid?
Yeah.
Earphones?
Trent, I never knew how good I sound. Or how bad I sound, I should say.
I called a partner company of ours office today. I hadn't called in a long time. And she said, "Who is this again?" I said, "Trent Hastings." And she said, "You don't sound like you do on the radio. I want to hear that radio voice." I didn't know, should I go more twangy? Should I go more D?
You sound pretty good, too. I got to be honest. Now I can really hear you.
I sound good.
Sound good.
That's funny.
You don't sound, what was it, French or English? The guy asked you when you were on a cruise.
It was when I was in college. I was in London. They said, what part of Britain do you live in? You're out in the country.
The West Side.
I guess the river rats in Britain sound like the river rats in Charlotte. I don't know. Got me.
You know who got me was your next door neighbor, Michael Cox, right before I came in here.
Yeah.
Got me with a prank. Got me good.
Really?
You know what, Michael Cox?
Michael that came on the radio?
What goes around comes around.
I hear you.
I'm just
what did
kidding.
He do?
Now, he actually called and very, the point of his call was to be very nice and compliment some of our teammates that were there working at his home.
Well, stop. When somebody calls and compliments teammates before the job's over, then there's always a bomb later.
Yeah.
You know that.
I mean, and so
every time one of our employees has ever bragged about a client giving compliments halfway through a job, I'm like, stop. We're not getting paid.
Isn't that funny? We used to always say the same thing. We had a run there where people come and be like, gosh, this is the best job I've ever had. I love this job so much.
Oh, employees?
They quit on us. Yeah.
Oh, an employee that says the best job they ever had couldn't have a better job. They're gone in 2 weeks. No question.
Yeah.
They're fighting a demon in their head.
Oh, man.
To be honest with you.
I'll tell you, there's so many of these things that happen, right? Like, it's when someone comes up to me and says, you know, I just have zero ego. I'm like, huh. Okay.
Okay. If ego is in your vocabulary, you might want to look in the mirror. That's my opinion of it.
We look out the window.
That's right. At least if Michael doesn't pay us, I can shoot paintballs at his house every day. You got money in the job for paintballs, and I need a gun. I don't even have a gun.
Yeah, I'll come by. We'll get various colors of paintballs.
Let me ask you, Patrick, how's the boat life treating you?
Trent, is everybody coming after me today? It's not good.
Well, you didn't make it to the river one time this year.
And I attempted. I don't want to. Yeah, I've had
TJ
some,
hadn't even come to the river.
We've had boat trouble.
TJ was shaking his head.
What's
I haven't really been on the river. We've been busy.
What's the acronym everybody tells you when you buy a boat?
First on race day. Oh, that's Ford. That's my son.
Bust out another $10. But it's not $10.
$1,000?
Yeah, that's what that boat.
Bus about to spend another $1,000.
And you're like, nah, not this boat.
Yeah.
Nah, it's going
to
be great.
Not this 28-year-old boat. I got the best deal ever on.
Yeah, I hear you.
You'd probably make a good profit on that boat if you sold it now.
Might be time to part ways.
You know, Warren Buffett says if you're going to sell a boat or a car or something, clean it up, spiff it up, wax it up, make an extra 10-20% because you took care of it.
Well, I mean, I think that goes the same with a home, right? I mean, if you're going to sell your house, paint the walls, get the light
fixtures.
And
today's show is by Roby Realty.
Roby Realty.
Our sponsor. Those guys are good.
They're real good. We need to have Sandy and Travis on the show
sometime.
They
help me with my real estate needs.
Me too. Me too. No, that's good. So who's our guest today, Trent? I know this is another close friend of yours.
Jote Singh. And
out of Virginia.
The man, he says he's going to bring down our IQ for our guests.
Impossible.
I told him we have some dumb people.
Impossible.
And two-thirds of every show is really stupid. One-third is completely in the basement as I raise my hand.
Well, the only reason our IQ is at any level of somewhat of a decent average is because of TJ.
He brings in some chatter on the brain.
He brings
waves.
In that knowledge.
I'll tell you this. Tatum is in the ninth grade, and she's doing algebra and geometry at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
And she's asked me questions. I'd be like, I'm out. I don't have a clue. I didn't even do that good in geometry. In the ninth grade, I didn't do that good in algebra in the 10th grade. So let's just move on down the road.
Everybody talks about this happening. You must be a lot smarter than me because Scarlett's in sixth grade. And asked me, and she said, oh, Dad, I'm so glad you're home. Can you help me with this math problem? I'm like, yeah, let me dust it off. This would be no problem. I had to like sit there and think about it for a while. It took me a second.
Did you think I helped her? I said, I patted her on the back and told her she's a good lad.
I thought you helped her. Like,
no, I didn't help her. I told her I was out. At least she could do apartment.
Ninth grade math. I can't even do sixth grade.
I can't do
math.
It. I didn't help her.
I hear you.
But I tell everybody. Everybody in business has always thought I was really good at math. I'm really good at quick addition, subtraction, and multiplication.
Bar
napkin
math.
Really good. That's all you need in business.
Well, Josiah Bowling, who were a good friend of ours, he one time was telling me the same thing. He's like, you know, to do our job, really, you don't need to do any more math that you learn after
third
grade.
People try to overthink it. I do A squared plus B squared equals C squared to get me a roof line.
That's pretty good.
That's all the geometry I need. I can figure everything else out. If you've got a box, you can make a triangle, make it a right angle. I don't know, man. I think people try to overthink stuff. They want to think they're so daggone smart. It's got to be me that can only do this. Well, there's this old dummy down the road, Lil on Bright Road. He might know a thing or two. I don't know. You know? What do you think about that? Are you speechless?
I'm speechless. Is TJ talking to
you? Where's Michael Cox when you need him?
these headphones are so good. I think I heard TJ say something, but I'm not sure.
He's barking.
Like a Georgia Bulldog.
I got my
BeagleGolf.com. Let's get that guy on
the
radio.
My Beagle
show.
Dog hat is sweet. I got it from a caddy that a nice young man up in Michigan had this hat. I said, give it to me. I'm going to brand it. All right, here we go.
We'll post it to the
Jote
Singh
when we return. He hails from Virginia. One of the greatest entrepreneurial stories I've ever heard, and the guy is hilarious. Hopefully he'll bring some humor to the show. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we got another special guest here.
Yeah, YPO friend of mine. I did not say that in the first segment. We are on a planning committee together.
Yeah.
That is how we do a couple big trips a year, and we are on a family trip planning committee, which is next summer. But truly, some of my best friends in life I've been on committees with, and the interaction and working on a business plan and learning how to navigate high-level entertainment for folks, and you bond with someone.
And so where is this? Have you guys announced the location?
Big Cedar, Missouri.
Okay, this is what you went on before. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, we went on a planning trip.
Got it. That's a planning trip for
together.
The got it. Okay. I'm not that smart. We talked about that in the last segment, so you got to really help me out here.
I'll keep saying it.
Keep saying it. Okay.
You're not that smart.
I'm not that smart.
Jote Singh, what's up, buddy?
It's great, man. I'm excited to be part of this interview, and happy to share whatever I know. It looks like I am here to lower down the average IQ of the group, so I'll do my best.
Whoa. That's impossible. We've already established that, sir.
Yeah, we talked about I saw your email yesterday. We talked about it in the first segment.
A little bit.
So, we're definitely geniuses. I would say. I think that's the word.
Genius.
That's for low IQ, right?
Okay, right. Okay, we're on the same page. Joe, welcome to the show, man. So, Trent's talked a lot about you, heard a ton of great things. I'm really excited to hear more.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so we had a trip. Joe's been in YPO. I think this is his third year. We had a trip, a leadership conference down in Atlanta a couple years ago, and I get a text. I'm hanging out with Joe.
Yeah.
And I get a text from Dave Gallagher, who's been on the show in Virginia. He's like, hey, dude, sorry I couldn't make it. I got one guy you need to take care of. He's my boy. He got this.
And you're sitting there talking
to him?
I'm
sitting here looking at him. I sent him a picture. I was like,
this guy.
We're hanging out. Don't worry. We found each other.
That's crazy. That's pretty good. That is pretty cool.
So Joe, you were talking about preparing for the show. You started listening to some shows. You were coming to little reiteration on that. You said it in the before the segment.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's I again just wanted to listen to you all talk. And as a part of this, we had a trip to Greensboro for my daughter's soccer tournament 2 weeks ago, and it's don't know, it's crazy, but every segment that I would listen from Brandon to many other people, somehow Greensboro would kept coming, and I was like, how is this possible? I'm heading down that way, and it's not that from Richmond to Greensboro is my regular trip, but it just the name kept coming, and I said, oh, my God, this is going – I'm definitely going to bring it up to Trent. It's like, I mean, he might have some magic spell or something that he wanted me to connect with Greensboro to his show and so on and so forth. So anyway, so I thought it was pretty cool to hear that in the show while I was listening to your show while driving down there. So pretty cool.
Two things. Trent, you can put magic spells on people?
Well,
I'm just now knowing this.
And you wonder what's been going on for the last 12
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I feel like the first time I went to a training class that Dave McGuire had been doing for 5 years, I'm like, this is what you've been doing to me for 5 years. We'll talk about that later. And the second thing, TJ, can you cut that section where Jote said he liked listening to us talk so I can take it home to my wife and daughter? That was I appreciate
well,
you saying that.
Well, I have a request for Jote. Next time you see Reagan, most people when they see Reagan ask her, did Trent really go to Chapel Hill and graduate? But I want you to say, can Trent really do magic?
Well, you're only going up, man.
All right, Jote, start us off on your entrepreneurial story now. I mean, you've told me the story. You told it to me a couple months ago. But you're the chief executive officer at RTS Labs. But tell us how you got there.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this story, and I will try to condense it as much as, because I think the more I share it with people, the more I realize, I mean, there's pretty interesting things. And I think if I summarize that everything into this trend, it'll be summarized into two bullet points. One is dots connect, and even the worst cases and worst scenarios, the worst times, always turn into good times in the future. And those are the two primary principles I stick to. And if I look back at my journey and my entrepreneurial journey, I feel that every dots have connected at some point. So I'll quickly start by telling you I grew up in India, went to a really good school for electrical engineering, had a bad breakup with one of my with my girlfriend, and end up making friends with a girl who eventually turned out to be my wife, whereby you've met. But in the process, at that point, I look back, and that breakup led me to Vibha, who was computer science major. I was electrical engineering major because I wanted to be with her. I think very similar story to you, Trent. I started learning computer science, and I had no background in computer science whatsoever. And if I look back, if I have not would have made that switch to a totally foreign world, there's no way I would be talking to you today. So, and it's amazing how one thing leads to another, and then other things lead to another, and then dots connect. So a worst thing turned into meeting my wife. Computer science background led me to come to U.S., came to California in 2000, had a fantastic time. The company that hired me was trying to open an office in New York City, always have seen New York City in movies, was fascinated by going there. Not the best first impression, but eventually settled in New York City. The opportunity was so good because my boss back in West Coast wanted to open this office, and he picked two young kids. One, I was one of them, to kind of be his mentees, and I was stoked about it. He turned out to be an awesome boss, had fantastic success. One of the pitches that we're preparing for in 2001 we were working really late in the night, and it's still crystal clear how it all happened. We're pitching to a big, big customer, and in my mind, everything was so clear that, my God, this pitch goes in, we're going to get this big client, and I'll get promoted, I will partially run a group. I was 22, 23, really young, and I had all these plans in my head, and I said, man, I will come closer to my boss, man, he will be awesome, and everything will be fantastic. We're working late night, and our presentation was the following day. We're working, I think, until 9. We were on 22nd floor in an outside Empire State Building. And we got down from the elevator. I was starving. He had a pregnant wife home. So we come down elevator. I go left to grab something to eat, and he goes down right to catch the train back to his place. Come back the following morning, did not hear back anything from him, and I was like, my God, this is bad. I don't know why it's not going up. Now I have to present all by myself. Again, being selfish, as we all are, you know, at some moment when we are young, I said, well, what a great opportunity to present all by myself. You know, I'll get kudos and so on and so forth. Then I got a text from the CEO of the company from West Coast that my boss, who was awesome, got killed in an accident while crossing the road. I mean, obviously, it was in the news. So almost fainted hearing that, and all my dreams, all my things kind of shattered at that point. And, you know, it was probably the worst time that I could think. You know, a lot of thoughts went into my head. Obviously, because of him being the linchpin of the whole, you know, the company in New York City, the company faded away. I was forced to find a place in Richmond, which, again, looking back, was probably the best thing that happened, coming to Richmond and kind of making a living and kind of putting my camp down here. Made so many friends, did so many things, joined Cap One, which led me to my second part, which is the two guys that I met at Cap One together in 2008. We started a company called as Navion Solution. Fantastic success. But then the partner, one of the partners had to go back to China for his personal things, and the company fell apart. Probably the worst thing that had happened. You know, cried for many days because, you know, reflecting on, my God, anything that good happens always leads to something bad. But that led me to another opportunity that was a startup where I was pitching, and that led to the birth of RTS, which was very, very successful. So again, if that company would not have broken up, I would not be starting RTS, and I would not be where I am today. But it all started from, you know, all the bad things that led to good things in the future. So, and dots connecting. So, and I know in the future also, a lot of interesting things will happen. I know there will be some bad days, but I always look for good in those bad days and how it will connect me to amazing things in the future. So anyway, just some general journey that I wanted to share.
Man, that is awesome. We're going to go take a break, and we're going to start with where RTS Labs is today. What year was that you started RTS?
So in 2010, April 1st of 2010.
Coming right out of the worst recession of our generation.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Will you hang tight? Will you come back for another second, Jote?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Jote Singh, when we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services on Trenhazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We got Jote Singh on the show. If you missed the last segment, go back and listen. This guy's got a remarkable story. And in the break, you know, we were talking about, you know, bad things that end up turning into good things. And I love that statement as well. What doesn't hurt you, kill you, to make sure.
Turning chicken poop into chicken salad.
You told me that the first time, I think the first day I started at Roby, which was...
Did I say poop, or did I say another word, an acronym for that?
You said another word. We can't say on WBT because we're not going to say it, but... Jote started RTS Labs on April 1st, 2010.
Well, I will say he calls it connecting dots. My wife calls it so too will pass.
Yes.
And if you have faith and you work towards good, better things will come around the corner. Now you have to. I tell people that, and I'm like, hey, I always have to reiterate. You got to work hard. You got to put yourself in position. You got to be honest. But if you do all those things, Reagan is my coach on that. So I agree with every difficulty becomes a way to strengthen that muscle and leg up, become stronger.
It's like that fish from Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Just keep going, man.
You be bringing up some corny stuff.
I know.
I'm going to tell you like I tell my kids. That was so corny, Del Monte went in Canada.
Oh, but a Dutch.
All right.
What you think about that?
Joe,
this is great.
I'm fascinated, and I've already heard this story before, but it's cool how you pick up other stuff. You were talking about when you reflect back, you know, because we're in a race, but when you reflect back, this show gives us a reason to reflect back and think about stuff.
Well,
so.
He just has such great perspective, too. I love the way you word things and how you kind of explain what happened and then where it led to. I think that's a remarkable trait to take something that you said, hey, this is such, you know, could have broken you, and you turned it, like Trent said, from chicken poop to chicken salad, which is really amazing.
That's right.
So 2010, okay. April 1, RTS Labs. Did I get all that right?
Yes.
So tell us the story there.
Yeah, so again, continuation with our story during one of our pitches of the product when the company was falling apart, the first one, you know, I came across a CIO of a small company, which I wanted to sell to, and I met him, and he was not a very good person to present to, and his response was, well, I don't like the product, but I do like you. And then that's it. And I followed up a few times. As we all know, being an entrepreneur, the number one thing you got to do is hustle and do not take no for an answer. And I kept following up with him. Did not hear, you know, it's been 3 months. And then out of the blue, I get a call. I think it was December of 2009. Around 10 o'clock on Friday, and I was having my dinner, regular stuff, and then he calls me. He's like, hey, Joe, this is Satya. Would you be open to coming and helping us? And I said, who are you? And he said, well, remember the guy that you presented to, the CIO of XYZ? And I said, dude, why would you call me at 10:30? Like, anyway, so he said, well, now I'm helping this startup. It's based in downtown Richmond. It doesn't have an address. If you find me, I'll have a Wharton shirt on. Just show up. And my wife tells me, Joe, you're not going there. He's going to kill you, put in a bag, and throw you away. So do not go
He
there.
Wanted you to come and, over at 10 o'clock
on a Friday night.
And it cannot be more real. And because the guy turned out to be my mentor for the last 11, 12 years, he's still,
that's incredible.
A very close friend of mine.
You think that was
anyway,
a test,
so,
Joe?
Say again?
Was that a test?
So it was not a test. It was a real thing. So it was a lab company that he was mentoring or coaching, and they needed a report to go out on Monday to the doctors. And if that report did not go out, their funding will cease, and they would not have made it anyway. So. Went there, worked 3 days and three nights in a row. It was painful and hard, but we got the report out to the doctors the first thing on Monday morning. I know I'm summarizing that in the sense it was at every hour I was thinking this is not going to make it, but somehow we pulled it off. And so that company grew from being just two people company to almost like 900 people company, and they became our anchor client. And I think that gave me the strength to build RTS and kind of hire people because they were our anchor clients for a long time. And then, you know, we just kept growing and growing, and it's just been an awesome, awesome journey throughout the process. And And again, one thing that I look back, every year has been an interesting year. We have gotten better every year. And my goal personally is that I want to be better, you know, in the current year than I was the last year. And I think that same thing applies in the company's DNA as well, how to improve. So that's the story. And the guy is still a very close friend of mine. Yesterday was my birthday, and I had lunch with him as a special lunch with him. I mean, that's how dots connect.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
Did you say today was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So I had lunch with the same guy who helped me, you know, start the business and gave me all the strength to kind of be a better version of myself.
This guy that you met at 10:30 at night on a random Friday night wearing a Wharton shirt.
And if I heard this right, he had a deadline. He was crunched up. Yeah. And y'all worked through the weekend. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, almost 2.5.
He's like, it wasn't a test. It was a need.
It was a need.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
divine
it
intervention.
Oh, my God. No way. Yeah, there's no way we would have done what we did if it is not for that call. You know, so it's unbelievable. At that point, I did not have RTS's blueprint in mind, it's crazy to think about it. But you know, these things happen.
I can tell you this. I mean, that's really cool. What is your wife saying when you're there, like hour 12, and you left Friday at 10:10, you know, 10:30 at night? Like, I can tell you what my wife would be saying. Yeah. Like, sure, you're working. Yeah.
Yeah. She had no idea what I was doing. I mean, she was thinking, like, maybe this, like, but, you know, somehow, like, one thing that, you know, Trent, I know you have this and we all have this, you know, what differentiates entrepreneurs with business people and kind of operators? The gut instinct that we have, and we listen to our instinct where everyone is saying no, is something that I feel very special about people because we're cut from a different material. Yeah. I strongly, strongly feel because we listen to our gut. And sometimes we're not able to articulate how it needs to be because we don't know. We're just listening to our instinct. And at that moment, I only knew one thing is how to help this guy and how to help. I did not know this company will turn into a, you know, half a billion dollar company in 3 years. Like, I had no clue. Mm. And all I did was I listened to my instinct and I had this helping nature. It's like, I know the guy needs help. I will help him out. And I do this even today. Right. You're the same way, Trent, you know, in all the time we spend, we share so many similar things. Like, you know, you going in people's houses and learning from them, you know, working hard and all that stuff. Right. All those stuff gives you that instinct and you listen to those instincts and good things happen. And that was my calling.
I agree. And our wives support that. They know what they signed up for. Patrick's wife, Jody, same way. I agree, man. That is a fascinating story. I'm going to put you on the spot, Jody, and I want you to say the basic or one of the basic principles that you live by. I want you to let everybody know that, and then I want you to let everybody know how they can look you up, your website, how, you know.
So repeat the question again, like what is the value that I live by?
Like, one of the main principles. I mean, it can be several, but, you know, what's your compass?
That's the first one that comes to mind. Yeah.
Yeah, so I, it's very simple, man. I think, you know, obviously everyone talks about working hard, working smart, and all that stuff. But there are situations, Trent, where we have a choice to make. And the choice could be a bad choice or a good choice in terms of doing the right thing, right? So I always, always believe that if you do the right thing, good things will happen. At that moment of time, you might feel that, oh, my God, this is not a good thing if we do the right thing. But in the end, it all works out. So I live by doing the right thing by people always as my core belief.
Amen. All right, how can people look you up, Joe?
So RTSLabs.com is my company's name. We do custom software, high-end product development, awesome people to work with. And then obviously on LinkedIn, Jyot Singh is my LinkedIn.
Jyot Singh, JYOTSING. Jyot Singh.
You got it.
On LinkedIn. Check him out. He's a superstar. Thanks for being with us, Jyot.
Happy to be here, man. And thank you for inviting me.
God bless you. Thanks. And we'll be back on the At Home with Roby show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
I just texted Jyot, bam, with a little fireball star.
The fireball, there, did he text
bam
one back?
Star.
Did he give you a bam, bam?
No. And then I got all these bumps. They've basically gone away, but from no-see-ums from the beach a week ago.
Oh, man, those things did
sat out in
a
chair
alive
by the pool, and, dude, they tear me up.
I mean, I
was bad, but there was a couple I picked at, and now I'm still picking.
And that makes it worse. Yeah, so, it's like, but I do the same thing. They get me bad on my
legs. I don't
know.
Mosquitoes don't get me. They get Reagan, but no-see-ums get me. No-see-ums and chiggers get me.
Yeah, I'm about the same way.
Woo-wee! Bumpy bump bump. Itchy, itch, itch. But, man, nah, I can't wait to hang out with Jyot again. That is so cool.
We need to get him down here for the cornhole tournament.
We do need to get him down here. You ready to talk about
Make-A-Wish?
Lead into the cornhole tournament.
Who?
November the 5th. Saturday,
right,
November the 5th.
Right.
Make-A-Wish.
B&W Fiberglass Dry Pro Home Technology Solutions United Healthcare, all platinum sponsors.
And our boys B&W came through with my boy Brent Beeson. Let's go.
Great client. I mean, we love Brent Beeson.
Love
and we
all
love David Greer.
Yeah, David
and we
Greer.
Love Gary. We love the whole team.
Whole team. The dream team.
They're great.
All right, tell us what the Wish story
is.
All
right, we're going to talk about Colin. You ready to talk about Colin? So 4 years ago, Wish kid Colin received his wish to go to a Dortmund soccer game and stand on the sidelines with the players. At this time, Colin was in the middle of chemo treatments, and his wish offered him an escape. Colin got to meet many of the players, including his idol. I'm going to say his last name wrong. Christian Pulisic. Christian went out of his way to make the experience special for Colin, including giving him one of his jerseys. Colin credits his wish for giving him the strength he needed to keep fighting his battle with cancer. His Wish Day experience brought him and his family much joy at a time when they needed it the most. Over the years, Colin and Christian have kept in touch. Now with the Chelsea Football Club, Christian was in Charlotte in July for a match against the Charlotte Football Club. So Chelsea Football Club played Charlotte. Okay, got it. He saw an opportunity to catch up with Colin and see how he's doing. That's pretty cool. Christian arranged for Colin and his family to get tickets to the game as well as locker room passes to meet him and the rest of the team. When Colin reunited with Christian in person, his whole Wish experience came full circle. He was able to share that he's now cancer-free. Wishes are not isolated events in time. They're experiences that shape a child's life for years to come. As Colin's experience illustrates, thanks to Make-A-Wish Central in Western North Carolina, he has a lifelong friend in Christian Pulisic and got to celebrate the most amazing news with him.
Wow.
What is so cool? I mean, you're an athlete. You have so much influence, and probably you're pulled in a million different directions.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I mean, the ability to not only remember. I mean, you've seen stories like this on ESPN all the time. Like they just stick with them, and they're genuinely good people. It just sounds like
I mean, that's what makes Make-A-Wish so special. That's what makes, I mean, dreams come true for these kids. One true
yes.
wish. It's amazing. I mean, it's what makes the world go around. It's like Jyot said, do the right thing.
Exactly.
I call that the Spike Lee because he had the movie Do the Right Thing when I was a kid. So every time I say I'm doing the Spike Lee, you do the right thing.
It's like going to help somebody on a Friday night at 10:30.
Good gosh.
Without wearing a Wharton shirt who you've only met
have
one
a little,
time.
Have a little faith.
The
Wharton
faith.
Shirt got him. And but it's like us, you know, if a job doesn't go greatest and you got to give something back and it costs and it hurts. You got to do it. What goes around comes around, baby. That is a great story. That's why we do the cornhole tournament. November the 5th, Saturday, November the 5th. But I'm going to tell you, I tell you and Reagan and a lot of people all the time, I mean, people go, oh, these athletes make all this money. Oh, these rock stars do this. You got Eric Church, country music. Man, these people are pulled in so many directions.
Yes.
They don't control their own schedules. I don't envy the position, frankly. I like being a radio show host for 1 hour a week, 34 live minutes. Let's go.
Too
Pretty
much.
Good.
Too much is given. Much is required, right?
It's a lot. All right. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, listen, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Walk around with a smile on your face. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.